The history of Japanese immigration covers two main periods of immigration, from around 1885 to 1924 and from 1965 until now. The first wave of Japanese immigrants came to America around 1885, so just after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, in order to find work. They settled in Hawaii and later in California. They also left their home country because of poverty, the threat of military service, and because America needed cheap labor after the exclusion of the Japanese. Moreover, the democratic ideals of the US seemed attractive. The first immigrants are called Issei. That means first generation. The second generation, the children of the Issei, are called Nisei, and their children are called Sensei. Both Nisei and Sensei are American citizens by birth. In 1908, the gentlemen's agreement between Japan and the US ended labor immigration. From 1908 to 1921, many women came because their husbands were already living in the US. A lot of women also entered the country as picture brides to marry Japanese immigrants.
In 1924, the Quota Act was passed. It limited the numbers of immigrants of each country. The quota for Asian countries was close to zero, with the Chinese already excluded anyways. But that didn't stop the building of Japanese-American communities. During World War II, many Japanese-Americans, mostly Issei and Nisei, were sent to internment camps as alleged spies for the Japanese Empire. After that, they began to rebuild their communities on the West Coast. In 1965, the second wave of Japanese immigrants came to the US, the Nikkei and Chin Issei, and the political activism of the Sensei started. Many of the new Japanese Americans are university students and professionals. Today, about 1.2 million Japanese Americans live in the US. They mark the sixth biggest Asian American group. Notable Japanese Americans are the astronaut Allison Onizuka and the actor George Takei.
Since Korea was a colony of Japan at the beginning of the 20th century, Korean American history is inextricably linked to Japanese American history. Let's hear what Nadine Much and Julia Hild can tell us about this.